I'm Lynn Barker, Audit Manager in Indianapolis, speaking with Shirley Lowe, the Senior Auditor in our St. Paul, Minnesota office. Shirley, your audit team recently completed a review of the payment differences between surgical centers and hospital outpatient departments for similar procedures in both settings. Can you give us some background on this review?
Yes, I'd be glad to. Congress asked OIG to assess Medicare's cost of providing outpatient surgical services in surgical centers compared to similar services provided in outpatient departments.
What did you find?
Basically, we found that outpatient departments received higher payments than surgical centers for similar services. We determined that Medicare could save as much as $15 billion through 2017.
Wow, $15 billion? How can Medicare save that much money?
Patients who do not have conditions requiring hospital-level care can be safely treated in an ambulatory surgical center. Medicare pays a lot of extra money when those patients are treated in a hospital, even though there was no medical reason for doing so. That patient could have been treated in the less expensive ambulatory surgical center setting. So if Medicare stopped paying hospitals a higher rate for treating those low-risk patients and instead paid the same rate for services given in an ambulatory surgical center, the savings would amount to $15 billion.
That's interesting. So why is Medicare making higher payments to outpatient departments?
Medicare payments to hospital outpatient departments are set higher to cover those facilities' higher operational costs.
So why not treat all patients in ambulatory surgical centers if they are less expensive?
Some patients' conditions rule out treatment in an ambulatory surgical center and call for hospital treatment because hospitals are better equipped to treat high-risk patients. For example, a high-risk patient might require hospitalization after receiving treatment. Surgical centers are independent of hospitals and can't provide care to high-risk patients as easily as outpatient departments. For this reason, our audit findings focused on patients who are not considered high-risk and who could properly undergo surgery in an ambulatory surgical center.
So the difference between who must be treated in a hospital outpatient department and who can safely receive care in an ambulatory surgical center is the patient's health risk and what procedure they received?
Correct. Medicare defined the surgical procedures provided by surgical centers as ASC-approved procedures. For most patients, these procedures do not pose a significant safety risk and do not require an overnight stay. A physician may determine that an ASC-approved procedure should not be performed in a surgical center if a patient is high risk.
How did you account for patient risk?
The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, doesn't track patient risk data. So we used information from a study by the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, or ARC. We used data from ARC's Healthcare Cost and Utilization Project and determined 68% of patients are low or no risk. We used this as a guide to determine potential savings.
So Medicare beneficiaries could have lower copayments for these services?
Yes. Beneficiaries' copayments could decrease by as much as $4 billion as a result of reduced rates through 2017.
This is an intriguing arena. Is the OIG doing more work in this area?
Yes, we are. We are planning to complete a nationwide survey of surgical centers to collect cost data. This will help us determine whether Medicare payments reflect the cost of providing services in surgical centers. Currently, CMS does not require surgical centers to submit cost reports, so CMS can't monitor the growth of surgical centers' costs over time.
Is there any plan to use the survey data for additional reviews?
We're considering two other reviews. One review would look at the appropriateness of the price index used to update surgical center payment rates. The second review would identify the most viable option for surgical centers to submit cost data to CMS.
Thank you, Shirley, for sharing such important work about the impact of the difference in payments between outpatient departments and surgical centers.
You're very welcome. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about our results and help reduce costs for taxpayers.